Okay, this is Leil Simchas Torah Tov Shinun Beis. The Sikha is a very short Sikha. This is a quote from the Sikha. There's four paragraphs in this whole quote. That's page one and page two. There's four paragraphs here. The first paragraph is very small, then you have three paragraphs. There's two on this page and another one on the other page, okay? Now, the words here are, in the Rebbe's Sikha are very condensed. They have a very deep meaning. A very valuable meaning. I just want to take apart what we just want to understand what the Rebbe is saying over here. So, we have over here, it starts on line one, right? So the Rebbe says, which we can get, one second, he's coming, good, you're here, okay, start. Okay, so the Rebbe says like this, Atari Saladas, that is the iskalus of the gula la'osid lobe, the in of Eneid Mulvade, right? That's on line 1 and 2. On line 3 to 7, what I'm going to do is, I'm going to go through the quote, the actual words of the Rebbe. In the middle, I put in some explanation, yeah? So I'm going to go through the quotes of the Rebbe once, till the end of page 2. And then we're going to go back over it. So we're doing the quotes now. So now, it's all one sif in the Rebbe's words. It's ois aleph. Okay, so now, the Rebbe says, that is osadab. Now, in the next paragraph, on line 3, the Rebbe says, that every yid has to try to affect himself with this awareness in his life. Now,
only thing lacking is that we don't do our avodah in Eino Mavadi. That's the only thing that's.
We're getting to it. We're going to take this. We're getting to this soon. So now, the Rebbe says, explains what does it mean to have an awareness about Eino Mavadi. So the Rebbe says it two madregas, right? The first madrega is the Rebbe says that the first madrega, which is not Eino Mavadi, it's not Eino Mavadi. What is the first madrega? I'm aware that I'm an Abishta, and I have to work at, I know the purpose of everything in this world is for the Abishta, so everything I do is always for the purpose of the Abishta, but nevertheless, there's me and what I do, and there's another entity, let's say the Abishta, and I'm just doing things for the Abishta. That's one thing. That's the first thing. The Rebbe says, but that is not the full meaning of Ein Eid Mavadi. What does Ein Eid Mavadi mean? That everything in this world is melechetchila Ein Eid Mavadi. It's not that this, what I'm doing, is for the purpose of Kedusha, of Gilei Elokus. No, melechetchila of everything in this world is part of Elokus. Right? This is what the Rebbe says. Now, in the next paragraph, the Rebbe continues. In line from line 8, the Rebbe continues. The same thing that the Rebbe says could be also said regarding to Anin Evreitzi L'Shamesh Eskeini, because there's two expressions, two Gersoids in the Mishnah. One is Ani Loi Evreitzi El L'Shamesh Eskeini. Rebbe David, this is a very hard sikha, and Ani Loi is a very short and very hard, very condensed, and it gives out a very, puts together a lot of things we've been speaking all along. We put together in very short over here. So now, if it's two madrigas, it's Ani, we're up to line 8 on page 1. Well, so, there is Ani, Loi Nivreisi, El Elashamish Eskeini, and Ani Nivreisi. So let's, the first one, the lower madrigi means Ani Nivreisi, I'm existing, I was created, I was created for a purpose, to serve the Abishta. Ani Nivreisi, Elashamish Eskeini. The higher madrigi is Ani Loi Nivreisi, you know the stuff, right? I was not created. The only thing which I was created is the Shamish. The only thing which is there in my existence is the fact that I'm Meshamish Eskeini. But I myself am no existence at all. So this is a parallel to the two Madregas which we spoke before. Yeah? Okay. This is what the Rebbe says over here. Just by the way, okay, we'll come to it soon. Let's leave it. Let's go over to now the page number 2. We continue with the Rebbe's words. Here on page number 2, on line 1. Here, the Rebbe says, now, the Rebbe, in the sittas beforehand, and Toshin on Aleph said that the Mashiach is going to be Mescal and Toshin on Aleph. Coming towards the end of the year, from the Sikha Pachas, the Akev and onwards, the Rebbe is saying he has to be Mescali in this Chodesh, because it's ready coming towards the end of the year. Now we're in Simchas Torah, and L'cheira, Mashiach, we still don't have the Gula. So here the Rebbe goes, is saying, Alpiza, we can possibly explain the Ikuv, what's holding, how this astonishing Ikuv, which is holding back the Gula, the Rebbe says, because there was lacking in our Avodah. What was lacking? That our Avodah was only in the lower Madrega of Ani Nivresi. That I'm in existence. I'm Mr. So-and-so. And I'm serving, I'm being a good person, I'm serving Hashem. That was the lower Madrega. We did not reach the higher Madrega that we should not be in existence. Our only existence is the fact that we are serving Hashem. We did not reach that Madrega. Therefore, the Rebbe continues, therefore, only through the higher Madrega do we reach to the Gula in a level of Ein Oyv Mevadei, and therefore the Gula did not come. Now, can anyone understand what the Rebbe says here? So now, without bothering you too much asking questions, let me just put it. It's the Rebbe saying, because we were lacking in this Avoida, we did not bring the Gula in the Oifen of Ein Oyv Mevadei. So what it probably means like this is, when we say Ein Oyv Mevadei, as we just now explained, that Melech Etchile, there's nothing else but the Eibishter, then the Gula has to come. Why? If there's nothing else Melech Etchile other than the Eibishter, then it has to be Gilui Elokus, the Gula has to come. But this is coming to the point which you raised earlier. But the truth is nothing else other but the Eibishter. Melech Etchile, there's nothing besides the Eibishter. But the only way the Eibishter is going to be realized is when we affect ourselves with that in our avodah, that we should not be in existence other than, we should not feel ourselves as in existence other than the fact that we're serving the Eibishter. And we did not affect ourselves with that. So therefore, the koyach, the Gula has to come, because the Gula has to come. That did not happen. That had to come. That was the oifun of the Gula, that it has to come, was not realized, because we did not affect ourselves with that in our Veda. This is the Chayr of the Pshat. In other words, you can have the Gula coming like it was. Always the Gula comes. Hashem will send the Gula. That's one way of Gula coming. There's another, a higher level of Gula. Gula, and in the coming of the Gula, Ein Oyv Mevadei, in the way that Merchetchila everything is Elikos, and according to this Madrega, the Gula has to come. That had to come. The Chiyuv, the Gula has to come. That did not happen because we did not affect it with ourselves, with the Avodah accordingly. So this is what the Rebbe, this is the Chayra, what the Rebbe is saying. Now, then this is the Rebbe continues. Yeah, Rebbe David.
My existence to serve Hashem, or my existence is
serving Hashem.
First of all, you don't have an existence.
Right? No, he said it right. My existence is serving Hashem. That's what Reb David said. Fine. So Reb David said it in very good words. He said it's very good. It's very good. You've said it in good words. That is good words, you know. My existence is serving Hashem. That is the Nekudah. He said it very well. Right. Because we did not affect ourselves with that type of avodah, therefore the chiyuv, that the kula has to come, did not happen. Now, this is all part of the same paragraph. It's a very short, paragraph. But here, on line 4, now look at the Rebbe's words here. Now the Rebbe is adding, this interference, this lacking of which held back the Gula, that has also been removed. That lacking does not exist anymore. Right? Then it continues. Line 5. Therefore, now everything is ready for the Suddah, Lev Yosef, Sherebar, Vajayanam, Shumar, etc., etc. Now, what does this mean? Here the Rebbe is telling us, perhaps we can explain why the Gula did not come. And the Rebbe gives an explanation, and he says, now this obstacle has also been removed, and therefore, Hakur Mokhon Suddah. What did we get? What did we get from the Rebbe just now said? We're still in Golden. So what had the Rebbe told us here? Okay, so let's go back. Let's do it again and we'll... let's go back to it. Now we'll do it again. Let's do it. Yeah, yes, yeah.
From the beginning, in the middle of the Arab says probably a lot of second type of avoider.
Yeah, lower type.
No, higher.
High type, yeah.
So the Rebbe say, but we accomplish this, right? It's already made.
Yeah. So therefore the Rebbe says, we accomplish it. And that's why Mukhan Lesuda. So what is this? I want to know what that means to me. What
not that
has
we accomplished it, that the ikuv of not being able to do it has been removed. And now we can just start doing it.
Now you can just start doing it.
Who's our gam ikuv zeh? The ikuv to do this avoid in the way of
inmolad. Well, there's something holding us back from doing it.
That's what the Rebbe say. Who's our gam ikuv zeh? What ikuv?
Ikuv zeh was the fact that we were not doing it. Not that there was anything holding us back from not doing
it.
Yes, that we did not know. Clearly, nothing was holding us back from doing it. We did not do it. That is the ikuv. Now that Rebbe said that ikuv has disappeared. So what is
that we did it and it's
what? Nah, the ikuv that we're still going to keep what it means. But I'm asking you, what are the names?
Obstacle disappears.
The obstacle.
But they still didn't.
So in what way has that? So we understand the obstacle was we're not doing it. Now that Rebbe said that has disappeared. What?
Can you explain
what is before and what is after? What has happened there? Has a gula come?
What does it say in this mimer here?
Okay, we'll come back. Let's go over the whole thing. We'll do it again. We'll go. Let's start. Let's do the whole thing again, and we'll see. Okay. Now this is okay. So now, let's go back. We're going back to the first thing on line four, line three, paragraph, on second paragraph, line four and five. The Rebbe says there's two inyonim, there's two madregas. Einoid Mulvaday, and there's a higher Madrega and the lower Madrega. What is the lower Madrega? That I exist, and I just do everything for the purpose of the Eibishter. But me and the Eibishter are two separate entities, okay? It sounds very normal, this is what we all know. But if you look a bit more into the thing, you'll see this lower Madrega is generally, this we're going to explain right now, this lower Madrega, which the Rebbe says, I'm in existence, and I'm just doing it for a purpose of the Eibishter, that is the general Madrega, which is discussed in Chassidus. And this, the general Madrega, in other words, when Chassidus discusses Einoid Mulvaday, Chassidus is usually referring to this lower Madrega. And this we're going to see right now. And with this we'll be able to understand what's going on in this sefer. So now, you look in footnote number two, right? Footnote number two, there's a quote here from the Kutas Sichas Chelik Tezvov. Here this quote here is actually coming from the Kutotera. Yeah? Okay. So the Rebbe quoting from Kutotera. In his own words, but it's a quote from, it's coming from Kutotera. So here the Rebbe, hear what it says over there. The Rebbe says, the Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, the reason why the Neshama came down to this world, right? Let's skip right to the second line of that quote. In order to fulfill the Kavona of Nesava Kodesh Baruch Hu Lis Leidir B'Tachtein. The reason why I came down to this world was to do the Eibishter's Kavanah, to fulfill the Eibishter's Kavanah Leidir B'Tachtein. But because me, the Neshama, I participate in fulfilling the Eibishter's Ratzon, therefore I'm going to be rewarded with Gilui Lekos. Right? That's what it says. This is a quote that Rebbe brings up at the Sichas from there, from Tanya. In other words, what it says over here is, we have two entities. There's me, there's Hashem, and his Kvona of Dira B'Tachtayinim. Then there's me, the Yid. And I have to do the Eibishter's Ratzon, and I will get a reward. So the truth is, me and Hashem. That is the first Madrega.
Wait, because it's talking about the Aliyah Gedela Niflali in case, because it's talking about Aliyah and the Shama, that's
very clearly, it's very clearly there's the whole sikha, actually it's a quote here, but the whole sikha goes to take this apart, where the Rebbe brings down, this is what explains in Tanya, and there the Rebbe brings a higher
Madrega. This is a quote from, this Ela Rasha Yezim Nesamahi, that's a quote from the Sikha?
It's all a quote from the Sikha. And the Rebbe there goes to explain then, from that, after the Rebbe brings a quote, the Rebbe goes into the higher Madrega, which we have over here in Eid Mubarak. Okay? But the way it's in Tanya is the lower Madrega. That is me and Hashem. And I'm going to be rewarded. Okay? The dirim tachtonim and me is two separate things. I'm just going to be rewarded for making the dirim.
So in this sikha is saying, our pi tanya, the neshama's role in the geula is that it receives
reward
for doing the avoda.
Yes.
So that's the lower level.
That's the lower level, yeah. Now, just to take it further, you have the Sikha Pasha's told, Shabbos Pasha's told us, Nun Aleph, Tovshin Nun Aleph, which is also very, here it brings it out even clearer, in a much higher level, but also on the same Kav of Tanya. What if, now, God will be Yisrael, he says, he knows, a grown-up Yid who learns Siddhas, he knows all about the Sviris, he knows about all the Abish, he knows about the Abishta. So going in the second line of the quote, on the second, the second half of the line, he comes to the God of Israel. He learns the Siddhas. He knows about the Kurs.
This is Nun Beis, you know.
This is Nun Beis. I'm sorry, it's a mistake. Yeah. He learns Siddhas and he knows about, he learns about the Kurs till he comes to the conclusion. I don't understand anything about the Eibishter. He comes to Masig Atzmusay Mahusay. That he comes to understand, he doesn't understand anything about the Eibishter. This is the epitome of his understanding. What's the epitome of the understanding of a Chosid? That he cannot understand anything of the Eibishter. Right? Says the Rebbe, L'cheire, that is the epitome of all understanding. Says the Rebbe, no, it's not. Why? Because when he is understanding in this understanding of his, what is his conclusion? I don't understand anything. So what does that mean? There's the Eibishter and there's me. Just, I don't understand anything. We'll soon come explain that even further. Okay, now. That means, what does that mean? So now, let's understand it. Let's understand it like this. When we say me and the Eibishter are as if two entities, what in normal we understand in a simple way would mean, I'm a person, and I'm serving the Eibishter, who is my master, who is the Bala boss of the world, etc. So when we learn Siddhas, we come to a much, the same Madrega, the same thing with two entities, but to a much more refined level. What? That I learn Siddhas, I know the God is the Eibishter. Ein Eid Mavadei, I come to realize nothing else beside the Eibishter. Where am I at that point? Remember, what happens to me? At that point, I tell myself, I'm nothing. Ain't it about this? So what am I? I'm nothing. That is called two separate entities. That is of all the first Madrega. Why? Because this is what I've explained in this Sikha told us, we just learned, and also the next quote is the similar thing in different words. Because I'm the one. Well, I start up with myself that I'm a person, and I start being misplaced in the Lakus. I'm misplaced in the Lakus, still I come to the conclusion, to name about it. But my initial existence of a human being as an human self I started out with that awareness, and that awareness is still there. Just, I tell myself that even though I feel myself as a yesh, my yesh is a sheker and it's nothing, right?
It's all yesh.
It's yesh, it's a sheker. My yesh is a sheker. But the fact that I have this feeling,
at the end of the day,
okay, now. Fine. Now, what would be?
It's bigla yesh?
That's bigla yesh, which is on a very high level.
The highest level of bitul, yes, you could say.
Yeah, whatever. Bitul mitzvah is a huge bitul mitzvah, but it's a get up on now.
So, okay.
The that higher madrega is, I'm lechatchila, my mitzvah does not contradict the Eibishter. I have to come to conclude, I have to be misplaining the Eibishter, and I have to come to realize that ain oid movade. No. Lechatchila, in other words, me as I know myself, I am not a student of the Eibishter. That is what we learned always. Yesh hanivra hu yesh amiti. My yeshes, I am a current state. My yeshes, what is it? It's really a lukos. It's really the Eibishter. So no. So that is the two madregas I have over here. One is that my yeshes is sheker. Why do I have to say my yeshes is sheker? Because I'm starting up with the assumption that I'm in existence. So even when I come to the highest point in my hasoga of the Eibishter, I'm still there, just I tell myself I'm a sheker. The other way is, at the chetchila everything is at a course. I don't even gate my fact that I'm a mitzias, I'm Matthias doesn't raise me a question in the first place. Why? Because my Matthias is the Eibishter. My Yeshus is really the Yesh HaNivri, the Yesh HaMiti, right? So that would be the second Madrega of Eimid Mavadei, the second Madrega of Eimid Mavadei, when we say, the Rebbe's words, Melechatchila, there's nothing else. Not that I'm, Melechatchila, there's nothing else other than the Eibishter. Okay.
Is it Bittul, Matthias?
Truth is not in regular terms of Bittul and Matthias. These are truth. Bittul Yesh, Bittul Matthias are words used in Chassidus. These two Msogim here, these two levels here, really is something which like, the Rebbe brought it out, which we're going to come soon to that. It's all there in Chassidus, just the Rebbe brought it out. So the terms of Yesh and Bittul Matthias don't really fit there, because Yesh and Bittul Matthias are on a much lower level, but you can say it if you want it that way. The truth is, the best words is to say, this is the Bittul, the best words I think would be the words I said. Either I come awareness that everything is a sheker, it's in, or the better words will come too soon, is that the awareness will occur in Zmana Golos, and the awareness will occur in Zmana Gula. In Zmana Golos, the highest awareness of Malkus is what you call Bittul Yesh, or the first Madrega, when I realize that my Matthias is a sheker. In Zmana Gula, I will come to awareness that my Matthias is true. What is it? It's really there. It's really the Eibishter. Not, I don't have to give up on my Matthias, because it's really the Chachil of the Eibishter.
For me, it's even higher than
Bittul Matthias. It is high. Yeah. So you wouldn't, the best word to say Yesh HaNivri, Yesh HaMiti. That's okay. Right. Fine. Now, so now let's go. Now let's take this. I'm going now. I put it in here on after line 12. I just put it in my own words here. So now we have. What is Ani? Now we're going to the high Madrega. Ani Loi Nevresi. Ani Loi Nevresi. The high Madrega is. What is my Yesh? My Yesh is Yesh HaNivri, Yesh HaMiti. Let's take not only my Yesh. Remember, if you're talking about a table, what is the existence of the table? What is the dependence of the table? It's a Yesh. It's a Yesh HaKashmi. I'm talking about me. I'm a human being. I'm a Yesh. And what else do I have? I have a Koyach HaPchira. A Pi Teira. Now, both of these things, my Yeshes and my Koyach HaPchira, a Pi Teira, are true things. Braze is Bar Elohim, Braze is created in my Yesh, right? We have Pchire, it's Alochim Rambam. We all, Ayid has Pchire, it's one of these Seders, we have Pchire, right? So here, we're legitimizing my existence. I come to this awareness, in the High Madrega, the Merechitzchila, my Yeshes, and my Pchire, is not a student of the Eibishter. What does that mean? Whatever I choose, but it's not a student to the Eibishter. Okay, it's not a student to the Eibishter. Means my Yesh is, what is it really? My Yesh is really, it's a Matthias, it's a Elokus. What is my Bechira? The Eibishter wanted me to choose that way. Okay, fine. Now, this Hergish, that my Matthias of Yesh, I'm reading from my words here. I'm going to the second paragraph. This Hergish, that my Matthias of Yesh, and my Bechira, is all really being done by the Eibishter. This is something which we human beings cannot really align with, because we feel ourselves a dependent existence, right? To say that it's coming, it's all the Eibishter, is something we cannot align with. That is the we're going to soon get to it, but very simply speaking, we learned this in the past. To say that my Yesh is something else, humanly cannot be accepted. It cannot be accepted. To say that my Bechira, Torah says I have Bechira, my Bechira, which is totally legitimizes its existence, to say that that is the Eibishter doing, does not make, a humanly cannot identify itself.
Where does Torah legitimize the
Bechira? Bechira, Rambam. One of the Seder, I'm saying it's the Eibishter. Now, how can we, the truth is, to say such things, that my Yesh, or my Bechira, is the Eibishter, is something you can, a Nivra can never understand it. What, the only thing that's going to happen is, your Moisim Sheikh is going to be, we're going to see Elokos. And the way, see Elokos, and what is going to happen then? We will be human beings. Remember, the Gilu Mashiach is going to be in this world. The Gilu Kut is going to be in this world. So we're going to be the same human beings with the same Bechira. Just we'll have an awareness that everything is coming from the Eibishter. So therefore, we will come to this awareness. We'll see it clearly. So we'll come to accept the fact. We'll come to realize that my yeshes and my Bechira, which are legitimate of Pitera, are truly the Eibishter. It's nothing that we can logically understand.
No Bechira anymore.
No, it is Bechira. No, again, we went through this in the past. When we usually, it's either me or you. If Ein Eid Mavadi, I don't exist. It should be Ein Eid Mavadi, and I should be a Matthias Hayesh. Al Pi Seichel does not make sense. A Nivra cannot absorb such things. The Matthias is, Caesar tells us, yes, and never yes, and you will be a yes. So that is something is not something you can stand up and say. When you'll see it, you'll see the ain't nobody, and you'll still feel yourself that you'll be your yes. So you'll be fully aware that my yes is Elokus. Or the same thing, you will see ain't nobody, and you'll see that you have Bechira. Of course, you're going to choose the right thing because you see ain't nobody. So you'll see the ain't nobody and my Bechira. That my Bechira is really being, is no secret from the fact that it's coming from the Eibush and I have Bechira.
The Rebbe says we're doing it, so what are we?
The Rebbe says we're
doing it.
If you want to jump, I can't help you. Let me go. We're coming to it. We're going to come to it. So these things are things that you cannot understand. It's a Matthias that Sidus tells us, Taylor tells us, and when we see it, we'll have just like, we see any gas material, you accept it, you acknowledge it, because you see it, regardless if you understand it. Understanding has no value here, it's a fact. There will be a fact, and therefore we'll fully align with it, but it's not something we can understand in our scholar on the law. Okay, now, this thing.
It's going to be a situation like everything will be open for us such way that yes, we have Bechira, but in reality, we don't have this Bechira because it's so open for us what necessary to do that, yeah, from
when Mashiach comes. So this is the vod which I brought in the last sikha. There's not, this the Rebbe says very clearly, it's explained, which went, it's very clearly, that the Amos Mashiach, we will choose the right thing, not because we'll lose our Koich Bechira. We will choose the right thing, because we want to choose the right thing. We'll come to realize the truth. Our Bechira, our Avodah never goes away. Remember, Bechira is something which they just gave us. Our yes is something which the Torah acknowledges. That does not go away with Amos Mashiach. In Amos Mashiach, we will choose the right thing because we'll be aware of the Eibishter. But
no temptation to do something wrong.
But it's going to be coming from you. In other words, it's nothing. It's purely you. We'll soon come. You'll soon see it more. It's not. It's going to come from you.
Okay.
We're going to come now. Now. Now let's carry on. What now? This thing that we have. This thing that we're going to see in Yemois HaMashiach, we're going to see how our yeshes and our koyach habchida is coming from the Eibishter, right? The Eibishter, I mean, it's not a spirit of the Eibishter. This is something we cannot understand currently now. It makes no sense. Nevertheless, we will then see it. Why? Because we have it in ourselves. We are Yidden. As a Yid has in himself this awareness, just like you learn in Chassidus, that Yid has an awareness in himself of Elokus, every Yid. Every Yid has an awareness about his yeshes being yeshav miti, and his bechira being orchestrated by the Eibishter. He has it in himself, even though it doesn't make sense. This awareness is going to come revealed in Yemei Mashiach. Now, how does this awareness going to become Yemei Mashiach? Now this is the important point you have to listen to. Nothing is going to come shining from there. It's coming right up from us. Why? Because whatever is going to come from above is we already have in ourselves. The awareness is already in us. This is the Shadish of Yisrael, the Shadish of a Yid, which is above 30, he has this awareness. But when we learn in Torah, this is how the awareness is going to come in Mashiach. When we learn it in Torah, we learn in Torah Chassidus that Yesh Nivrid Yesh Amiti, and our Bechire is orchestrated by the Eibishter. We come unaware what we already have in ourselves because we are Yidden. The Nekuda of a Yidden, which is above Torah, how do we get to identify with it through Torah? Just like when your nefesh l'kis. When most people are born, most of us are born, we're not aware we have a nefesh l'kis. We learn it since about nefesh l'kis. We gradually become aware about our nefesh l'kis, right? That is a nefesh l'kis. Here we're talking about something much higher. What we're talking about, the awareness of a yid, which is an etzman shomer, he's aware that his yeshes is yeshamiti, his chire is orchestrated by the Eibishter. This awareness is much higher than your nefesh l'kis, because it totally defies logic. But we learn about it in Torah. When we learn about it in Torah, we will come to realize we have it in ourselves. Now, when will we come to realize we have it in ourselves? As long as we're in Golos, whatever the Torah tells us, we believe. But to say we consciously feel everything the Torah tells us is not really true. Because there's so many obstacles to that what the Torah tells us, there's so many things opposing the Torah in Zman HaGolus, that we accept the Torah with belief, we be moist and nefesh for the Torah, but we don't really feel everything the Torah tells us. In Yemais HaMashiach, when everything will go according to the Torah, that means we'll do mitzvah, we'll see money floating in the bank. Let's take it poshut in Eilam Hazeh Agashmi. We'll do mitzvahs. We'll see our money floating in the bank. And therefore, we'll make sense to identify if there's nothing there. We identify with the Torah. We'll also accept that the Torah says that our yeshes is a lekus and our b'chira is orchestrated by the Eibishter. So it doesn't... Why? Because we will see then that we're doing mitzvahs from our own choice. And we'll see how the mitzvahs affect the world. We come to realize, we'll then fully identify with everything that the Torah says. So we'll identify with the fact that the Torah says that Ein Oidel Mavadei, that our yeshes is also, because yeshen ibid yesh amiti, and our bechir is also, obviously the Eibishter. So therefore, we will identify with that what we have in ourselves naturally. Yes, what do you want to ask?
It's a scale.
Lopsided.
It's like, you have to come to a certain point where you say that, you know, when am I doing Torah mitzvahs in my free choice, or what am I seeing, like, yeah, the money's flowing in the bank, and what am I doing other, like, why should I do anything else? It's not a choice anymore. It's, there's a clear milah to Torah mitzvahs.
No, it's not really true. It's not really true. It won't be a choice. It's going to be your decision not to choose. Because let's say there's going to be $1 billion in the bank. But you may decide, okay, I'm going to stand in the same, I keep Shabbos, put on fill out, do these mitzvahs. I'm going to stop there. $1 billion is enough. Right? So there's nothing for you to do to do more mitzvahs in order to get another $1 billion. You have to use your creative choice to go and do it. The fact that you proved yourself, remember, the fact that you proved yourself that you have $1 million in the bank, the fact that you came to this accomplishment, that you have $1 million in the bank, was because of your creativity to do Torah mitzvahs. Everything is, the good way it starts up, everything is coming from us. When the gula is coming, I'm going to see $1 million rolling in the bank. It's going to be because of my decision that I chose to increase the Torah mitzvahs, and therefore I'm going to get $1 million in the bank. Once I get $1 million in the bank, I may decide I'm going to keep the Torah mitzvah I've already done. The fact I'm going to go higher to the next madrega to get the next $1 million to do Torah mitzvah is going to be my free choice. The only thing then, once I get $1 million, I'm going to choose to go to do Torah mitzvah and get the next $1 million. In Zman HaGolus, when I don't see the result of the Torah mitzvah, and sometimes I get in trouble from Torah mitzvah, how it used to be that at that time, I may choose not to do Torah mitzvahs. Then I will choose, but it's always going to be me. That you and our free choice never goes away. Now you have this, I put it in the footnote number 4, which is the sikha where the Rebbe explains it very clearly. It's, by the way, it's a hemshach of the sikha, which we had learned many times in Ekev about Tzcha Mitzvah Mitzvah. So that is a hemshach. The Rebbe actually is a hemshach of that sikha, where it's very clearly, it's nothing coming, it's all coming from here, right? From us. Okay. Now let's go. So the Rebbe says, put it in the Rebbe's words, I put it here. There's something called in Siddhas, Menach, it's coming from the Gemara, Menashe Kora. You automatically do a mitzvah. If it's automatic, it's not my free choice, I'm doing it automatically. So the Rebbe in this sikha explains, Menashe Kora, that is the epitome of free, of your doing, of your koyach atzmai. The epitome of koyach atzmai, Menashe Kora, when I do things automatically, is coming from me. There's no such a thing, and it's not coming from me. Okay, fine. Now let's go on to the next paragraph in the Rebbe's words. Yeah, that one a line on page 2, lines 1-3. Now the Rebbe says, according to this, we can explain why the Gula was withheld back. Why? How did this? Why? Just one more thing. In Zmanazer, there is no obstruction to observing Torah mitzvahs. And if we want, we can affect the world around ourselves to allow us to increase in Torah mitzvahs of Zman HaGolus, right? In Zman HaGolus, Torah mitzvahs, Zman HaGolus, there's no obstruction, and we can affect the world to allow us to increase. So we can come to the realization of anything, on a limited sense, anything which is related to Yomei Mashiach, the fact that my mitzvahs are yesh, because I'm going to choose now to affect my environment around me to do more Torah mitzvahs Zman HaGolus. So this realization of your Yemei Mashiach that my yeshes and my koyach abchira is not a contradiction to Ein Ein Mavade is something which I can currently come to realize. Fine. So now, let's get an understanding back. Let's go back. Go back a moment. When we have, going back, now look at this. Going back two generations ago, going back one generation, Zman is in Russia, in the ghetto. The world around you is negating Torah mitzvahs. So can I tell myself that my mitzvahs is elokus? How can I tell them? For tzaddik can take it. A normal person knows himself, he's a gashmistic person, he wants to have a good life, and he wants to bring up his family, and he has interference when he does increases in Torah mitzvahs, he has interference from the goyim around him. So can he tell himself that my mitzvahs and mitzvahs are yes around me is elokus? No. He can only tell himself one thing. That me and mitzvahs around me is nothing. The ik is elokus, ain't nobody. So only thing you can tell yourself is going back. For the normal person, going back one generation ago, is bitl, the bitl are yesh. Everything is nothing. Today, I can be the biggest yesh. I'm being interested in myself, but Torah mitzvahs are working. They're bringing me reward. So I, with my yeshes, with my feeling, I can fully identify with the fact that my yeshes, I can fully identify with Abisham, with the Torah. When I will come and now I'll learn about, I come to realize, Ein Ein Mavade, I won't say that my nothing. I started to feel that I was in line with the Torah. The world is in line with the Torah. So what am I going to say? That my yes is Abisham. When you start the Chetchila, these are Rebbe's words, when you start the Chetchila that there's nothing else besides the Torah or the Abisham, therefore everything goes along. Did this make sense what I said there? When going back, what the Nekuda is, why did Chassidus use the language till now? We had the quotes. See, it's about bitl. Here the Rebbe is telling us, yes, and even the Yashamiti. Or your Pchira is really orchestrated with Epsta. Why? The Rebbe is using a lot in Chiyuv. My mitzvah is the mitzvah of the Ebishter. Chassidus uses a shlila, bittle. Why? In those days when for a normal person you're living in this world to say that I'm you with the Ebishter, when the world is going against Torah mitzvahs, you cannot say you're one with the Ebishter. So what do you say? The world is nothing. What do you say? My neshama is something, I go to daven, that's when I connect to the Ebishter. Oh, that's something. The mitzvah is a yesh, What is it? It's a spirit to the Ebster. So what is it? It's nothing. Now when the Mitzvah says, yes, it's not a spirit to the Ebster, you can identify with the Chetzchilah that everything is Elokus. Right? So now let's go to the Rebbe's words here. With lines 1, 2, and 3. The Rebbe says, the Ikub of the Gula was, is, because we did not have the Voidah Nineveh, the Hayamad, we did not reach the Hayamad Rega. If we would reach the Hayamad Rega, that would have forced the Gula to be, because Mitzvah, the Hayamad Rega, there has to, everything is there, of course, so Einer Mavada, the Gula has to come. But now, the Rebbe, okay. So far, so good. This is what we said before, but just with more explanation. Now let's go to the next part. Now this obstacle has been removed. Why has this obstacle been removed?
Yeah.
Very, very posh. Remember, we're talking about not Inyan and Haskalah. We're not talking about a new revelation of Gilui Lakus. We're talking about implementing the Gilui Lakus. In other words, what is the difference between the, again, why did the Chassidus use one the Lashon of Bittul, and why did Rebbe use the Lashon of Mitzias that yes and Mitzias yes and Nivel yes and Mitzias? Why? The reason the difference is because of the situation around us. Chassidus always said Einam Mavadei, but once the way you understood the Einam Mavadei by understanding that everything else is nothing. Now we say everything else is Elokus. Why? Because the situation allowed us to identify with it. So the whole difference is in our release, in our alignment with the Elokus. It's not a new Madrega in Elokus, just in our alignment in with Elokus. So now, the Rebbe says, after I've told you this, I've explained to you that the only thing holding back the Gula is because of our lack of our awareness. Now you know it's only your lack of awareness. So this obstacle has been removed. Why? If it's all your lack of awareness, stop becoming aware and that's it. Its whole thing is not a new, remember, the second Madrega is not a new Madrega in a Gil Elokus. It's my alignment with Elokus. So if so, once I've told you this is the whole obstacle, so now this obstacle has been removed, because the whole obstacle is coming from me. I wasn't aligned. Do you? You follow it. Hey, the whole obstacle is coming from me. There's no, the whole, to put it in this word, the general mahalach of Deir Shvi, where the Rebbe, the mahalach of Chassidus, of Deir Shvi, where the Rebbe introduced all these new things the Rebbe introduced, are not new in Yonim, in Gil Elokus. It's all new in Yonim and Aveda to align with that, what Chassidus says. Once, you only way you could align with the Chassidus was in the abstract, in the bittul. Now you can align in the chiyuv, in the practical life. So now the Rebbe says, once I've explained this to you, now this obstacle has been removed. Then the Rebbe continues, Bemela what? Bemela, everything is ready for the Suda. Everything is ready, but you have to go and do it. Does it, does it go anywhere? Does it go anywhere or not?
No.
Rishua has issues with this. I put in here another thief of Parshas Bereishis. I pretty much put it here, because it just happens to be this week. We have the same mahalach here in this thief of Parshas Bereishis on a much lower level. So if we have time, if you want, I can just go to the Shabbos Breaches, on a much simpler level, which is the same Mahalach, where the Rebbe, the whole difference, what the Rebbe is saying, and what has been said before, is just the avoid of a pearl. And we're going to, okay, but this, what you're asking,
My question is,
yeah,
a person who is far away from point to be tzaddik,
right,
in time of Geula, right?
Yeah.
He will realize that he has typhus or whatever.
Yeah, right.
But at the same time, he will choose to be, to
do right things. Right.
And this his will be, free will.
Free will, yeah. But the way the Rebbe puts it, the better would be to say not free will. Why? because the Rebbe uses koyach atzma. In other words, at that point, you're not going to have the option of bad. Why won't you have the option of bad? Because you will not occur to you to do the bad. Not because, remember, where the bad is going to disappear, it's going to go disappear because it won't even occur to you. So therefore, to use the word b'chira, as if you have two options, wouldn't be correct. So what the correct word would be to use, koyach atzma, it would be your independent decision. No one is your independent decision only to listen to the Eibishter. So the word b'chira doesn't fit because it wouldn't even occur to you to do what's wrong. It won't, I mean, at that time, when you prove to yourself that I do, and it brings positive results, it won't occur to you to do something against
Okay,
Eibishter.
I have a question.
So long, because it's yeah.
Why did the world need a birur until we could come to this level? If you come to this level, the world doesn't need. It's already like.
No. So that has no. The nukuda is because it has to stop. So this is the pasuk. Actually, the second pasuk survey, the pisuk d'achzor, which is actually. The Pasuk Sobri actually says, the truth is, the Yidden could have done it, the Rebbe said the Yidden could have, you didn't need the whole Golas. But if you wouldn't start out with the Yidden being in Golas, with being a separate entity, and not knowing the Eibishter, then it would never really have been, it would be Namet Ksufa. If you start out right away that I come to realize Torah Mitzvahs works, and so therefore right away you're going to be held by this Madrega, it would be Namdav Sufa, because you right away knew the truth. We went to the Golas at that point in Golas, we cannot identify with this concept that our yes is the Eibishter, something we can't identify as man of God. It doesn't make logical sense. We only accept it because the Torah tells us. So therefore.
So it's not Al Kaponim, it's Namdav Sufa for me.
Why did Namdav
Sufa?
So, but you still, I don't know about you, but I'm still not perfect, so it's still not Namdav Sufa, it's just much easier now. It means
bread of shame.
Shame. I mean, you didn't work in it. You get your livelihood is supported by somebody else. You know, you don't get anah from it. So if we would have known, we would have this awareness up front. The whole reason why the apes had to send us down to this world, and luckily we have it all in ourselves. You didn't have the whole awareness about apes in themselves above the Torah. So why? Do they have to come down? It's only that we should not have this awareness. Neither alil of ne'odam. Hashem put us in a situation where we don't have this awareness. And therefore now it's the fact that we reach to it is all coming all from our work. That's the only reason why you have to have it. Yeah. Okay. But now, once upon a time, okay, but that's it.
Well, so I'm saying, how does it work?
Yeah, what are you saying? Yeah.
So then it's you could never really truly get there because it will always be Namek Sufa.
Why would it be Namek Sufa? You did no, not true. We were in a situation where there was no reason to identify with such a concept. Not only that, the very fact that this concept, the our yes and never yes amiti, is something which was never discussed till Siddur started discussing it, and it mainly was brought out by the Rebbe. So it's mefeir is something which once upon a time you couldn't even discuss it. Which would get this tune. You couldn't discuss the fact. Say my yes is Elikos. When you have everything around you going against Elikos, is something which is almost impossible to tell a person, right? It's almost impossible to accept. You can't identify with such a thing. Today, the Rebbe is telling us we can identify with this. Huh? If you want to go further, it depends if you want to go to sleep or you want to go further, I'll try to do this very quickly. It's just on a much lower level on a Shabbos Pasuk Bereishis. Huh? Okay, you call it off, okay? So, you got anything?
I'm with you.
Huh? We continue or we leave?
Yeah,
I'll do it quickly. You mentioned if it's too much. Hey, very quickly. Hey, let's go to page number 3. You'll see it's very similar, which is, very similar. Page number 3, going right to line 6. This is much easier. He talked about the Yidden in Zman HaGolos. Even though we're under the shepherd of the Umas, we're enslaved of the Umas, yeah? Nevertheless, going to line number 8 to 10, the Rebbe says, we're not under their control. Even though we're in Golos, we're not under their control. And they look in the brackets there. They're on line 9, the Rebbe says, not only our neshama is not under their control. Even our guf is not under their control. You see the words?
Yeah.
Even tzadik guf. Okay, we're soon going to get back to that. Adarabha. Even as managolos, we're on the top of the whole, we're on top of the whole world, and the whole world is only created for us. Okay? That, man. Then going line number 12, line 12, 13, the Rebbe says, and the reason why we have to listen to what the goyim say, and we have to be cautious with them, etc., we have to respect them as managolos, is not because they have any value. Only because Hashem, in managolos, chose there should be such a seder. Okay? So in other words,
so
we're on top of everything.
It's the realm of the Enim of others.
Okay, yeah, very nice. Now, I want to show you how this, now you're going to see very similar to what we said before. Here in the order of the Sikha, in the Sikha, in the order, the Rebbe says, we just now mentioned, the Rebbe says that our gufim are not under the minion of the goyim. The Rebbe says, the Friedrich Rebbe said, our neshamas never went to Golus, but our guf did go to Golus. So why did the Rebbe say here that our gufim are not under the dominion of the goyim? To the shaila. So the Rebbe answers, this what the Friedrich Rebbe says, our gufim went to Golus, is referring to specific things that when we have to listen to the laws of the country, or when we need the kindness of the goyim, so therefore we have to realize in certain aspects our guf needs the goyim. But nevertheless, as the Rebbe says, as we're going to explain the sikha, even that what we need the goyim is not because of the goyim; it's just because Hashem wants it to be so. This is what the Rebbe says. Now, so the wording of the Rebbe and the wording of the Friedrich Rebbe is slightly different. And that's what I want to show. It's the same thing we had before. We had the Rebbe talking about Einei Lavadei, and Chassid is talking about Einei Lavadei. Right? So here again, you're going to have the way that Friedrich Rebbe said it, and the way the Rebbe said it. The Rebbe says, our guf does not go into Golus. We're not under the dominion of the goyim. The Friedrich Rebbe says, our guf went into Golus. So it's a very different language. But, so what is the explanation? So why is there the difference in language? And the answer is the same as before. Going back in Russia, going back when you're in the ghetto, to tell someone, going back in the ghetto, when did you connect with Eibishter? When you went out to the world, you had opposition, you were restricted. To tell someone that my guf is not in Golus is, it may be true, but it's not something in your avoid, in your practical avoid, in then going back in those days, it's not something you could identify with too much. So what did the Friedrich Rebbe tell you? You know, Shama didn't go into Golus. Yeah. When would a Yid connect to the Eibishter? They go to Shul, they daven and learn, that's when they connect to the Eibishter.
Yeah.
That's why it's not in Golus. But his guf, it would be something hard to identify with. The Rebbe is telling us in our days we can affect the godless environment all around us. So the Rebbe tells us our guf is also not under the dominion of the goyim. So it tells us difference of situations. But nevertheless, both expressions of the Friedrich Rebbe and the Rebbe both come to the same thing that what? When it comes to dinner, the malchus dinner, when it comes to the government laws, or when we need the kindness, we have to regard them. Just the Rebbe drives a point. The reason why we regarding them is only because Hashem wants to go through this way. And the Friedrich Rebbe said, didn't have to go into that. He just said, and the Shom didn't go into Golus, but the Guf did go into Golus. And therefore, we have to affect the Guf with the Neshama, but he did not say that the Guf did not go into Golus. Do you follow the thing? So basically, the same thing is regarding Alien Mulvali. Siddha said, Bittul Hayesh. The Rebbe says, yes, is Yesh Anivra. The difference is got to do with the situation. That once we could only identify with the Bittul of the Yesh, and now the Rebbe is saying you can be aware the Yesh itself is Arikos. It's got to do with the situation. It's not so much a difference in the Gilil Arikos, it's with our identification with that, what it says of Siddha. It's just the changing in language and the change in the way the thing is expressed got to do with the change in the situation. Does that answer? Does it explain? I mean, does it make sense?
Meaning, like, Einu Mavada was always like a concept in Chassidus, but it was never like directly like saying that even like your yeshus is. It was always that the yeshus is
nothing.
Yeah.
Now the yeshus is also nothing. But
really, the truth is, Einu Mavada Kipshuta is like the group is also the yesh is also included in.
I mean, basically, it's the same thing. Just we can identify with it in a level which once upon a time, practically speaking, in your avodah is something you couldn't really relate to, so it was not expressed in that way. The ones that tzaddikim could always identify, they weren't affected by the environment around themselves, but normal people couldn't identify with that, so that's why this is that is the nekuda.
Okay, I identify with it. What do I do now? I identify
the nekuda. So what the nekuda we brought out over here is actually a continuation from Pasha Tobi, where the whole nekuda of gula is that it's our avoda, which is there, which is brought out here in this sikha also. It's the same thing, the same nekuda.
So what do I do differently now that I know this information?
There's one thing, the bottom line is that you know that you can do it. What can I do? That my life in Torah mitzvah, the way I know myself, I know I can only do so much, so I can do more, and the more I will do, the more success I'll see how it works, and therefore I'll just continue to grow and grow and grow and grow. That is actually bringing the gula. Okay. So that's what it is in the bottom line. Okay. So whatever we know ourselves, we don't know ourselves well enough. That's what it means. We have, okay.
All right.
Say that.
All right. Amazing. Wow.
In other words, gula is not a remote entity. It's something which we make and perform. That's what it means, okay?